Welcome back to Tesla Daily. Today's episode is brought to you by TeslaBox, offering real-time sentry alerts with video and seamless cloud and on-device backup, all via a simple USB connection. Now let's dive into a fascinating story about the Cybertruck's impact on sponsorships.
It's a really interesting case study. YouTuber Zach Nelson shared how a sponsor pulled out of his Cybertruck review video due to concerns about brand association. It underscores the vehicle's polarizing nature.
Absolutely. Nelson even mentioned how Elon Musk's online presence and controversial statements contribute to this polarization, impacting his own businesses. It's a delicate balance for content creators who rely on sponsorships but also want to maintain a certain brand image.
Exactly. Nelson's point about separating Musk's creations from his political stances is crucial. While the Cybertruck itself might be innovative, the baggage that comes with it can be detrimental to some brands. It raises questions about the long-term impact of such associations.
It also speaks to the broader conversation around CEO influence and brand perception. In the age of social media, a CEO's personal brand can become inextricably linked to the company's image, for better or worse.
And in Nelson's case, it's literally impacting his bottom line, with him considering selling his Cybertruck due to negative reactions and even safety concerns related to visibility in snowy conditions.
It will be interesting to see how Tesla navigates this. The Cybertruck is clearly a hot seller, but these brand association challenges could become a growing concern. Is it a sustainable model in the long run? That's the question. So, Steve, this tariff battle between Tesla and GM is heating up. What's the core issue here?
Essentially, both companies are vying for advantageous tariff classifications on their imported parts, particularly for EVs. It boils down to how these parts are defined and categorized, which impacts the duties they pay.
GM's petition to the International Trade Commission seems to be a direct challenge to Tesla's existing tariff exemptions. Is this just a cost-cutting measure, or is there a strategic play here?
It's likely both. Lowering import costs can significantly impact profitability, especially in the competitive EV market. But it's also about setting precedents and potentially disrupting a competitor's supply chain.
Tesla's response argues that GM's claims are misleading and that the requested changes would harm the entire EV industry. How do you see this playing out?
The ITC will have to weigh the arguments carefully. The decision could have ripple effects throughout the automotive sector, influencing sourcing strategies and potentially even vehicle pricing. It's a high-stakes game of regulatory chess.
Let's dive into Alex Roy's concept of narrative command and its potential influence on the 2024 election outcome. He argues that a startup's narrative is crucial for success, defining the market's future and forcing competitors to adopt their language. He cites Tesla as a prime example in the EV and autonomous vehicle space.
Roy's point about narrative and reality command converging is key. When a company's story aligns with its market dominance, it's nearly impossible to challenge. He uses Biden's EV summit as an example, suggesting that excluding Musk while highlighting GM sent a message of being out of touch with the market reality.
And he connects this to the election, arguing that Musk's support for Trump, amplified by his narrative command in tech, played a significant role in the outcome. The Democrats, he says, lacked a compelling counter-narrative.
Roy draws parallels between political narratives and those in mature markets. He points out that while both parties typically claim radical change, the reality is often more nuanced. This time, however, he sees a clear divergence, with the Republicans embracing a narrative of change while the Democrats failed to articulate a compelling alternative.
He also emphasizes the importance of new media, suggesting that ignoring platforms like Joe Rogan's podcast is a critical mistake in the modern political landscape. It's about meeting the audience where they are.
His closing thought on focusing on long-term goals rather than short-term political point scoring is particularly resonant. Building technologies that transcend politics and benefit all is the ultimate aim.
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening.